Now we turn to another problem with a common diagnostic test, prostate biopsies. Well over a million U.S. men get these biopsies every year. For the vast majority, the test isn't fun, but it's not dangerous either. Still, NPR's Richard Knox reports that doctors are worried about an increasing number of complications that can be sudden and life-threatening.
Like lots of other guys, Tom Hayward's doctor urged him to have a prostate biopsy after a blood test indicated he might have cancer. It's called a PSA test. The biopsy involved firing tiny needles into the prostate gland to get tissue samples. The actual procedure wasn't as bad as Hayward expected.
It went fine. You know, it's not the most pleasant procedure in town, but it's not that uncomfortable, and it didn't take that long.
Next morning, he played tennis, had a full day of meetings, and at 5, he got into his car and headed off to a dinner engagement.
And from that point forward, for about for an hour, I can't tell you, you know, how I got where I did, except I was on one of the three of the busiest expressways in Chicago.
When he didn't show up for the dinner, his wife got worried. Police located his car because it had an onboard navigation system. By that point, Hayward realized he was way off course.
15 minutes later, one of my sons, who's a lawyer here in town, pulled me over and said, "Give me the keys," and called an ambulance and took me to a local hospital.
His doctor, Anthony Schaefer, says a high fever had put Hayward into a mental fog. Hayward's problem, a raging infection.
It can happen very quickly. It's a very sudden and dramatic change in their status.
Hayward's infection was caused by antibiotic-resistant bacteria that were present in his gut before the biopsy. The biopsy had introduced these bugs into his bloodstream. Doctors are usually able to cure these infections, but often men require hospital-intensive care and weeks of heavy-duty antibiotics. Now, post-biopsy infections like these are not common, but they're more common than they were a few years ago. That's according to Dr. Robert Nam at the University of Toronto. He did a study of how often Ontario men suffer serious infections after prostate biopsies.
It went from 1% to 4%.
That's a small number, but a huge increase.
A fourfold increase over a 10-year period in hospital admission rates for a diagnostic procedure, I think, is high, very high, concerningly high.
It's happening in the U.S., too. Johns Hopkins researchers did a big study of Medicare patients and found a sharp increase in serious infections. At last week's annual meeting of the American Urological Association, there were no fewer than 10 reports on the subject. One involved Anthony Schaefer, Tom Hayward's doctor. His focus is on preventing these infections. Schaefer and his colleagues at Northwestern University say they've been able to cut infections to zero by checking before a biopsy to see if a man harbors antibiotic-resistant bacteria. If he does, they give him antibiotics they know will knock out the resistant bugs.
The point is that this directive preventive therapy is designed to kill the bugs that are there versus just guessing as to what bugs might be there.
His colleague Robert Nadler says the infection risk is causing a lot of soul-searching about prostate biopsies.
I think this is forcing urologists to really step back and take a look to say, does this patient really need a biopsy? And I think that's what's happening.
By the way, you might be wondering whether Tom Hayward's biopsy discovered cancer.
The good news is the biopsies were negative. The bad news is the end result almost put me in the ground.
A high-priced test.
You're absolutely right. It's a high-priced test.
But if the doctor said, "Tom, you need another biopsy," he'd have one. Richard Knox, NPR News.